I thought it would be appropriate and nice, being that Purim is right around the corner. We spoke about, I was thinking of challah, zrayim, sugyas that are relevant to Purim. Not that many came to mind, but I thought it would be intriguing to speak about the following question. We've been speaking a lot about this in this year, about hafrasha, a hafrasha of trumos and maestros, hafrasha of challah. That a person, if I grow a certain kinds of produce, so long that I have not fulfilled my obligations of separating items, whether it's, again, trumos, maestros, or challah, that item is considered to be tevel. Tevel is aser to eat, And one of the questions that some of the more contemporary poskim raise is whether or not a person could be yotzei, their mishloach manos, if they would send over produce that was never, chumos and mice were never separated from, was produced, it's considered to be tevel, are you yotzei, your chiyev of mishloach manos? Unsurprisingly, that question, I mean, it was not discussed in that many earlier postgame, to my knowledge. We'll speak about what the maskana is in a little bit, but presumably it hinges on two different issues. One issue is going to hinge on is going to be a tevel issue. For us, that's obviously the more exciting issue, I guess, but for the world, the other issue, which it seems to hinge on, is an important question about Mishloach Manos. I'm not sure if we're going to connect it to the Chakira about Reyes or Suda, although we certainly can if you would like. It's to be Yotze any such obligations. But at minimum, let me begin as follows. Okay. The first major shaila seems to be, are you allowed to give over one person to another something which is Tefel? Are you allowed to give over from my rishas to your rishas something which is tefel? The Mishnah tells us in Meseches Demai in Perek Hay, the Mishnah says Mefurish that when it comes to selling Demai, that Ein Adam Rashai, that a person is not. The Mishnah's line, sorry, is Lefish Avisha Amr Ein Adam Rashai Limchor Tevel Ela Letzorech. You're not allowed to sell tevel unless it has a very specific and very important reason. The Rambam adds that even if you have a reason, you're only allowed to sell tevel if you're selling it to a talmid chacham, to a person that you can assume, or a minimum, is knowledgeable enough and knows and is firm enough that they're going to actually separate tevel itself. That's the din of mechiras tevel, of selling tevel. The Rambam quotes that in Hilchos Meiser, Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, Demai, Perek Hei, Mishnah Ches. But the Rambam in Hilchos Meiser, Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, the Rambam paskens that way, Ein mochun es tevel ella letzorech ulechaver. Only if there's a reason, and only if I'm giving it to a person who's knowledgeable enough. What about gift-giving tevel? Am I allowed to gift tevel or not? So that's a discussion also in the Mishnayos in Demai, in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. There, the Mishnah quotes the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi says, Matir bivadai, even if it's vadai tevel, says Rabbi Yossi, you are allowed to give this tevel over and gift it, provided that you tell the person that in fact you are, that in fact it's tevel. However, while that is the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, that is not the Shita of Chachamim. The Rambam points out in Perush HaMishnah, Ein Halacha K'Rav Yossi. Rather, we assume that a person should not be gift-giving Tevel at all. So what seems to emerge is as follows. Simple pshat, we hold it's usur to sell Tevel, unless you have a particular kind of a reason, and you're giving it to a knowledgeable person, and it's usur to gift Tevel. That is also considered to be inappropriate. What is so bad about selling tevel? Why can't I sell tevel? How come if I go to a store, if I run a store, I have to make sure that I separate trumos and maestros first? First, what's so bad about selling tevel? So there are two different issues at stake. One issue is the Tofas Yontif and Meid Mefarshim point out that we, on some level, are nervous that if I give over the tevel, even if I tell the person, maybe the person's going to forget, maybe they're not going to do it. And as a result of that, they'll end up eating tevel because they're not going to remember. Some of the achronim add, while this seems to be similar to lifnei iver, at least on a durabanan level, seems to be misayela lideo ververa, this klal in the Mishnah seems to go a step further. Because to be yotzei lifnei iver, it could be that it would be good enough if I know the guy is a good guy and I tell the person, by the way, it's us, sir, you have to separate it. I'd be yotze alts my chiyev of lifnei iver, my concern of my facilitating an avera. This iser derabbanan in the Mishnah seems to be, even if I'm giving it over to a knowledgeable person, and even the knowledgeable person I'm selling it to, and I tell him that it is, it's still Aser, says the Mishnah, unless there's a particular Tzorech. So it seems to be like a Lifnei Iver type Iser, but maybe a step even further in terms of us telling you, you really shouldn't be giving it over. Why is it Mutter if it to a Talmud Chacham and it's Letzorech? So it seems like the simple pshat is Chazal didn't want to go, you know, that far. Chazal didn't want, they established an Iser. We want to make sure that people aren't put in positions where potentially they're going to be eating Tavel. So we always want you to separate it first. But says the Mishnah, if it's going to be for a real Tzorech and you're giving it to a Talmud Chacham, so then they were considered to be more Mekel. That's the first Mahalach, and why it would be prohibited to sell Tevel, that's why it would be prohibited. Because he made them not separating it. There is a second Mahalach in some of the Achronim. Where some Achronim suggest something else which is a little bit fancier. In certain situations, if I would give and sell the Tevel to somebody, he would be called a lokeach. It is possible that depending especially on what stage of the process I would sell him my Trumos and Maestros, that he would be chayiv in Trumos and Maestros, but perhaps he'd only be chayiv midirabanan. That it sounds like a lokeach if the item in my property fully grew and was developed, simple Peshat and Rambam, and then I give it, I sell it to somebody else, so he has to separate because it was never separated from. But since it didn't grow and develop and become chayiv in his property, that chayiv may only be a chayiv dirabanan. So why can't I sell my tevel to somebody else? Because I'm being mafkia a chayiv. I'm taking what should have been a chayiv d'oraisa and I am lowering it until what is going to only be a chayiv dirabanan. If that is so, whereas for the first mahalach, it becomes part of a broader discussion about lifnei iver, and just we have extra chumras above and beyond, are we extra nervous at times? For this mahalach, it becomes part of a larger discussion, which relates to being mafkia chiyuvim. When exactly is it considered to be okay for you to take a chiyuv, which would have been a chiyuv d'oraisa, and you to lower that chiyuv to only be a chiyuv d'rabbanan? There are many different sugyas that relate to this, each sugya on its own. I'll give you an example. It's not the exact same case, but it's relevant to, let's say, the Bala Maor in Mesechah Shabbos in the first parak. That can I go on a cruise a couple days before Shabbos if we're nervous that as a result of going on that cruise, you'll end up having to be Michal Shabbos? Is that called being Mafkiya Chiyav? Not so clear. What about another kind of discussion? What about if there's a Chiyav to bring Karban Pesach? To bring Karban Pesach, you have to be Karov if you're Rachok, so it's in Mesechah Pesachim, how far away that is. But if you're far away, so then you're considered to be Pater from bringing a Karban Pesach. What if I leave Yerushalayim to run away in advance, be mafkia that chiyav from me? You know, what's the status of that? So this is part of that discussion about being mafkia chiyuvim. Even if it is, it would only be lechora an iser dirabanan, and because it would be an iser dirabanan, maybe also we are mekel litzorech or things like that. That whole machlokas is only a machlokas in the context of selling. What about gifting? So here we find something very fascinating. The Rambam writes as follows, and we'll intuit the machlokas in a little bit. Is whatever we say about selling tevel the same thing about gifting tevel? As an example, the Mishnah tells us you can sell tevel if it's litzorech, and you can sell tevel if it is to a talmid chacham. What about gift giving? Is the same thing true by gift giving? Can you gift it if it's going to be Letzorech? Can you gift it if it's going to be to a Talmud Chacham? So the Rambam just writes, Ein mochrin es hatevel ela Letzorech ulechaver. There he qualifies selling it. You could sell it to a knowledgeable guy. You could sell it if it's necessary. But then he says, Ve'aser l'shloach es hatevel afi l'chaver l'chaver. It's aser to send tevel. He doesn't have the same exceptions when it comes to gifting tevel. So are gifting and selling one and the same, or are gifting and selling very different? So Chaim Kanievsky has an argument in the Bir Halacha in Derech Amunah, and he says, based on my theory, I have two steps, and based on my two steps, I have a chiddush l'inyan mishloach manos. What are my two steps? Step number one, argues of Chaim Kanievsky, I hold, this is the Chazon Ish, I think, held like this also, I think, that whatever we say about selling, we say about gifting also. even though it looks in Rambam that there's a difference between them, there are only exceptions for selling, but no exceptions for gifting. He says, no. Says Reb Chaim, I hold it the same. The Rambam is so mecha when he wrote about mechira for matana also, and therefore the same way that you can sell tevel if it is for a tzorech and to a talmid chacham, so too you could gift tevel if it is to a talmid chacham and letzorech. Step number one. Step number two, says Reb Chaim, as follows: what's called a tzorech? What's called a tzorech? How do I know if it's a tzorech or not? So he says, you know, if you look in the Mefarshim on the Mishnayos, the tzorech that they articulate, seems to be shot in the Mishnah, is like where the person's going to be stuck. If I don't give him this tevel, he has some other problematic mixture with him, and he needs me to give him extra tevel so he'll be able to separate from like this new tevel, and that'll allow him to potter some other like problematic mixture. Like that's called a tevel. That's called a tzorech. Reb Chaim points out, based on the comment in Yerushalmi Maseches Demai, Tovus the Maseches Chulin, you know what else would be an example of a tzorech? The tzorech would be, he points out, again, it seems to be a mefurish kamana in Yerushalmi, is that people don't like to send to their friends dvarim chaserim. People don't like to sell to their friends, to give their friends, sorry, dvarim chaserim. If you come over and you give a Shabbos gift to somebody, it's a bottle of wine, but half the bottle of wine is missing, or you give over to your friend a piece of cake, and a third of the cake is gone, that's not considered to be so appropriate at all. That's step number two. Therefore, it says Reb Chaim the following kula. Ordinarily, it's also to give mishloach mano shel tevel. It's also to sell tevel, it's also to give tevel. But I hold that just as there's a kula by selling, there's also a kula by gifting. That kula by gifting is if you're giving to a chaver, and you're giving to somebody who there's a tzorech. What do I consider to be a tzorech? If it's a whole package, to take apart and separate and things like that, that'd be a problem. So argues Reb Chaim in the Bir Halacha and Derech Amuna, that there in Hilchos Ma'aser, he says, I think based on this, the Bipurim, Shesholchem Mishloach Manos, V'lefamim Sholchem Chavila Shlema. Sometimes I send like a whole package of something. It's a whole package that I somehow acquired or I have. V'ein Rotzim L'poscha. I don't want to open it and then have to separate Chumas and Ma'asers because it's going to look not as coveted. That would be called the Tzorech, and says Reb Chaim Kenyat, I believe that would be mutter to send him. Uvilvad, that you tell him you didn't separate. Uvilvad, that you, he's a chaver, the kind of person that you know is actually going to separate, because that kula would be there. That is from the perspective of the isser of giving tevel. Parentheses, a lot of really, I think, fascinating shilas and posts can they talk about here, which is, let's say you're the kind of person that everyone knows that you separate your own chumas and maestros on your own. I'm not so mech on the stores ever. But now I send somebody food. So if I bought it with a good hechsher, I gave it to them, me personally, I'm machmir, do I have to tell the guy, by the way, you should know, even though it says it's when they're separated, they're like, I didn't do it myself. A lot of interesting questions about, like, just once you're in the world of chumras, about these things, just how far you have to go. But that's from a chumas and maestros tevel question. So the only time you could ever give it, some say you could never give it, the only time you could ever give over tevel is if, one, it's to a talmid chacham. Two, there's a tzorech dafka in giving it over in that particular way, and you hold that this counts as a tzorech. Okay, but even if you would get it over the iser of tevel, would you be able to be yotze your mishloach manos if I give the person tevel? So there is a major machlokas rishonim it begins with Rashi and the Meiri, a machlokas haposkim, and this machlokas haposkim is one that at the poskim speak a little bit about, from the more contemporary poskim, so the Ramban is going to have it plays out, the following Shaila. What kind of food do I have to give for Mishloach Manos? Let's say I want to give someone a steak for Mishloach Manos. Does it have to be a cooked steak, or could it even be a raw steak? Rashi seems to write, simple pshat in Rashi, this is what the Maharil assumes, this is what the Magen Avraham assumes. You have to give it over something which is cooked. You have to give over something which is cooked. However, it sounds like in Meiri, the Prichadash, and some others aren't so convinced that so. Prichadash says, even if it's not a mevushal, even if it was never cooked, you'd be able to give it over, even if it's raw. That would still be okay. I didn't look it up. I'm sure that someone says that's totally in the machlokas between the Manos Alevin, Shavuot Hadesh, and as to what the pshat happens to be. I'll say that one way. You want to say it a different way, you could say it a different way. But I think this is the way that you would say it. If the goal is to have it ready, is to have it for a Seudah, So a seuda, so then it has to be cooked, something which is ready to go. That day, anything which requires real tircha to get ready isn't really giving me food for the seuda. Perhaps, but if you understand the goal is reyus, so I'll be honest, a confession, if you bring me a lot of very good steak that was never cooked, That would increase Reyes. I would still feel a greater connection socially to you at that particular moment. Do you have to say it that way? No, it could be that even for the Seuda, if it's raw, I can still cook it that way. There are other ways. It could be that for Reyes, it has to be ready to go. Anything you give me that requires a lot of tircha somehow undermines elements of the Reyes. It could be. It's possible. But here's the question. Is our case analogous to that case or not? That's what some of the modern Sfarim and Shmuis and Maestros talk about. Is our case analogous to that or not? Or not. Mitzad Echad, you could say, yeah. Food has to be given over for the Magen Avraham. Food has to be given over, which is edible. Kol zman that you give someone something, which is tevel. So that's not considered to be edible. It's an isser to eat it. It's an isser to eat it. Not only that, that is an isser to eat it, as opposed to something else, which is just, technically I can't eat it. So maybe that would be good. Haray, if I would give over usser food to someone, that lechor would not be good for Mishloach Manos. If I give you Yayin Nesech as my Mishloach Manos, the pashas, that wouldn't be considered okay. So maybe it's not okay. It's even worse, you could argue, than the food, which is just inedible right now. It's usser. You can't eat it right now. Even that which requires cooking. That's Mitzad Echad. Many of the poskim, though, wonder about the following. Maybe that's not so. Why would that not be so? Because perhaps, what's the real problem in giving over food that has not yet been cooked? What's the real problem? The real problem is it's a tircha. So part of the question is, what about if I give something over and it's not considered to be a tircha? So I'll give you the following example. They quote in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, in the footnotes there, Rav Yashiv had the following psak. What if you give someone, I'm not familiar with this the same way, but there's powders you can give someone that can make mashed potatoes. So you get a powder of mashed potatoes, but you have to pour in the hot water to make it mashed potatoes. Think about potatoes. So is that called not mavushal, you're not yotzi from Magen Avraham? So Yashiv says, I'm not sure that's true. Yashiv says, I don't know if that's true. The problem is to make a steak requires a lot of work. You have to do a good job. Mistama, he had standards. Also, I guess, as far as what's considered to be a quality steak, you want to get it medium rare. I'm joking. But yet you have to have something there that would qualify. Adding hot water to that, that's not called a tircha at all. And maybe kuliyama lo pligi, that you're considered to be yotze. What about chumas and maestros? So a lot of the postgim point out that when it comes to, yeah. Okay. What about chumas and maestros? What was it, chumas and maestros? So it's interesting, a lot of the postgim, at least I saw two or three svarim of the that talk about this. So they claim, no, it's a tircha to make a steak. To make a steak is really a tircha. But to separate chumas and maestros, that's not a tircha at all. That's not a tircha. Avada your yotze when it comes to chumas and maestros. Some even add a little bit of a lumdisha kind of an idea. Rashi and Yavamas. Some even say, even when you send tevel, be'etzem the food is totally kosher right now. It's just, as Rashi wrote in Yavamas, there's a little bit of truma which happens to be in it, which I have to separate. But all I'm really doing, I'm not even changing a chetza. I just have my food, which is there. I have to designate which part is considered between my food. And then memela, the rest is all kosher. So I've sent you even food, which is on some level like kosher food. Maybe it's not the, as Shlomo points out, maybe you would say that all the more so when it comes to chalas chutz la'aretz. Chalas chutz la'aretz, we saw a lot of kulas by chalas chutz la'aretz. It may not even have an iser tevel. There may just be a chovas hafrasha at the end for many Rishonim and Achronim. So if that's the case, maybe you'd even be more mekel there. I find that fascinating because I wonder in learning that if that is post-game projecting. Do they mean that, tachlis, if you know what you're doing, part of it is how objective and subjective is that? What is the greater, what takes more time? Does it take more time to cook a steak or take more time to cook with maestros? So, if you know how to separate chumas and maestros, how long does it take to separate chumas and maestros? 2 minutes. How long does it take to cook a steak? So if it's in one of these types of fast days, so we're going to go there, I really apologize. But if it's a regular steak, it takes whatever it takes. Are there any steaks you can cook in very short? Yeah, if you go to Korean cuisines. Yes. Okay, but if you're going to track down a levy, because Many hold that you should give to a Levi. Remember once, Rabbi Slavsky, when he was separating Tumas and Maisros, he looked for a Levi to give to a Levi. Why not? Why not give to a Levi? I know what you're thinking. Really, the why not is true. But part of the question is considered to be, if it's how subjective is that? You know, like, could I give? So I think the answer is l'chora as follows. I think it's just pashat. The only people that you are allowed to give it to is a chaver in a moment of tzorech. Because the person that you're giving to is a chaver, so you could assume that for him, separating trumos and maestros would not be that challenging at all. The kind of person that you're giving it to. The kind of person that doesn't know how to separate trumos and maestros would l'chora be in the category of people that it would not be that pasha to be able to give it to. What about a guy that you know is very frum, but also is like, he's an Amma Aretz, but not an Amma Aretz in the separate trumos and maestros. He's okay, that's a question to figure out a little bit. But at least that would be part of the shiloh which is there. But what's interesting is that some of the poskim do have this kind of lashonos. Depending on how it relates to tevel, maybe that also is considered to be part of it. If tevel, you look at it as tosvos, it's really being like almost like a cheftas shel iser, you know, or even chalos chutzal aretz for some is a real iser tevel. So that may also be part of this discussion. In that sense, there are sort of two different issues at play here when we speak about giving over trumos and maestros, giving over when tevel wasn't separated. So lemaisa, end of the day, it seems like many poskim say to be machmir, always be machmir, make sure trumos and maestros separated without a shadow of a doubt. Those who hold, you definitely can't sell it tevel for someone else to give trumos and maestros. That's not so pashal, unless you have a real kind of tzorech, a particular kind of reason. What about, is there any circumstance to give it over? That's what Chaim Kanevsky's chiddush, that you can give it over, because we have exceptions also for matana, if it's letzorech and for a chaver. Wanting to give it over shalem would be okay as far as letzorech goes, but it has to be there was a kind of situation where it was like a whole package, and you opening it up would somehow be inappropriate, or something that would give away. That's the only time. What about the fact that it's not considered to be edible right now, and Magen Avraham holds edible? The Magen Avraham really holds about tircha, and because the real issue is one of tircha, so then maybe you can end up being... Maybe you could end up being Mekel. There are poskim that point out the following shayla, though, I'll just note this, there are a lot of tevel shayla which have come up. One is, let's say you gave someone fruit and vegetables, and Iglai Milsal Mafreya, that what you gave them was tevel. So that may be one question, that may be not so simple at all. Just like if I gave the person tray food, you have similar kinds of questions, what would happen as a result? But again, different kinds of shilas which happen to come up here surrounding Trumas and Maestros. But again, does relate a little bit to Mishloach Manos and does relate a little bit to the Trumas and Maestros shila. Again, you combine enough things and you have a way that if you feel like you've been learning Maseches Chal this year and you're looking for a way that you could potentially separate, you have to acquire a package large enough, identify Talmud Chacham, somehow argue that, and for Chaim Kanievsky, then theoretically you may have a way of being Mekel to give it over. If you were so inclined, have a wonderful year day.